He wants a house of purity. Then he wants a house of prayer. That house of prayer, you must discipline yourself this morning to do what God tells you to do. He said, my house is a house of prayer. You need to form good habits. You need to begin to seek after God. In Mark 1:35, it says, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed unto a solitary place, and there he prayed. You need to begin to form good habits. We talk so much about bad habits. We need to talk about good habits. You know what good habits are? Good habits are prayer and study and praise and being diligent in our business and in our affairs to do what we say we will do. We need to form good habits. Good habits enrich our lives. Being in church regularly is a good habit. Praying for others is a good habit. We need to realize in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, we are running to win. An athlete disciplines himself to run to win. We are running to win. God has showed me lately that my belly's getting too big. You can't see it out there, but it's rough doing sit-ups. An old belly begins to hurt, and I want to quit. And my wife is laying on the floor beside me and just keeps on going. It makes you feel bad when your wife can do twice as many sit-ups as you can do. I'm out of shape. Some of you are too, huh? Discipline yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. There is a race to be run, and the winners are the disciplined. And I'll make you a winner if you'll learn to discipline yourself. The reward of good habits, Mark 11:21 to 24, you'll have whatsoever you say. The reward of good habits. So discipline yourself. As God cleansed you, the Holy Ghost has done some work. And now as you begin to say, okay, God, I desire. Now, God, I'm going to discipline my life. Then God says, now your house, your temple becomes a house of perfected praise. I like what it says there in the Bible when the little children begin to praise Jesus. The old Pharisees, they got all upset. Hallelujah. I like the way Bob Carter just stands up and praises God. See, God's come into him. Hallelujah. When God comes into you, folks, you want to praise him. When he comes in, he cleans you up. You discipline yourself to walk with him as he walks. We call ourselves followers of Jesus. You know, it wasn't an easy road. They walked everywhere they went. He would preach sometimes all day and half the night, following Jesus. When the going gets rough, will you still be following him? Recently, there's been all kinds of news media. None of it good. None of it has helped. People have talked about Oral Roberts. Even major evangelists on TV have talked about Oral Roberts. They've criticized him for what he's done. Well, that just isn't right to do it that way. What kind of God do you serve? If you'd been standing beside Abraham when Abraham said, I'm going upon that mountain, and he took his son with him, and knowing that he was going to sacrifice him, would you have looked at Abraham and said, Abraham, you're crazy? God has asked some people to do some pretty strange things in the Bible. And other people criticized them. When you set out to do what God has called you to do, sometimes you're going to look like an absolute fool. And people are going to laugh at you, and even Christians are going to criticize you. And you're faced with a choice. Am I going to go on and do what God called me to do? Or am I going to yield to the pressure of those who have no idea what God has laid on me? We live in an age when God is doing such tremendous things that the church had better be informed and had better be praying and had better be with it, folks, or we're going to wind up destroying one another. These are supernatural times. You don't build a $126 million business like that on nothing. You don't build a ministry like Jimmy Swaggart's in this time and age on nothing. You don't build a ministry like Oral Roberts on nothing. God is doing things in this day and age that have never, ever been done before. And the church must rise to this occasion, and they must learn, they must discipline themselves to seek God, to seek God. That's where our direction is coming from, folks. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. And the Bible says in Matthew 21:16, out of the mouth of babes, thou hast perfected praise. Hallelujah. You see, after I have desired, really desired the Lord, I said, Jesus, I desire you above all else. I put you first place in my life, and I mean it. Then Jesus comes in, and he cleans me up. He makes me fit for service. I feel good. And then I can't help but praise him. Amen, Brother Bob. I just can't help but praise him. It's just coming out of me. I feel so good in his presence, and I just worship him and exalt him and love him because he is so great and so good. Boy, when you see somebody like that and you see the glory of God on them, let me tell you, it's the most beautiful sight you ever saw. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, this treasure of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the day. You are the potential of the miracle working power of God to flow through. You are the dwelling place of the Most High God in you, and through you can come all that world out there needs. You can speak the word and see the miracles happen. You can do it because you are the temple of God. And God lives in you. Stand with me right now.